This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
18:35 on Power Business on the line. I'm joined by Derek Hanegom, who's the interim chairman at South African Airways. And I guess we're getting an update on where we are in terms of recapitalizing the national carrier and also the journey ahead. Derek, thank you for your time and good evening.
Hi, Nodachando. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for speaking to us this evening, Derek. I'm keen maybe to start off by understanding where we are right now in terms of recapitalizing, SAA. We started off speaking about a strategic equity partner. We know that's fallen through. We're now speaking about minority shareholders.
Yeah, well, we're speaking about minority shareholders, but that's not the real issue. The real issue is how to recapitalize SAA. I think I refer to minority shareholder. I think the minister has as well, because part of the plan to recapitalize, well, it would be twofold. One is to see if we can find loan finance, and the other one is to see if an investor could be found. That responsibility rests largely on the shoulders of the shareholder, as in government, represented by the minister. But clearly, we would also assist in trying to find potential investors. But that would be the kind of capital injection that would compensate for the billion rand a year that is no longer coming in from Takatso. But our planning is not, especially in the short term or even medium term, is not based on an assumption that it will necessarily be found. So we've adjusted our plans so that they are sustainable. They can be done with or without the capital injection. But clearly, with some capital coming in, we can proceed with some of our plans much earlier. So it's not that we're in any kind of crisis and that we desperately need a capital injection, otherwise SAA is going to collapse. Not at all. Very far from that.
I'm actually keen to speak about some of these plans, Derek, those that are of high priority that we are keeping at this time and those that will be delayed as a result.
Yeah, okay. Nolatando, what we had and still have, but needing adjustment, is a corporate plan extending over a five-year period. We prepare a corporate plan every year. It gets adjusted as circumstances change. The period going from 24 to 29, we assumed that there'd be a 3 billion rand cash injection. Now that enabled us to do certain things, enabled us to proceed with expansion plans that will, in the absence of that kind of capital injection, those expansion plans will have to be postponed. So I'll tell you more or less what they are. We had been expanding anyway. You'd probably be aware of the Sao Paulo flight that was introduced in October last year, doing extremely well, I might say, both the Cape Town Sao Paulo and the Johannesburg Sao Paulo route. And in a week from now, we'll be doing our first intercontinental route to Australia, to Perth. And the bookings are looking really good. So those plans proceed. The plans that we had that are now being delayed were to move on to flights to Frankfurt, to London, to New York, possibly Washington. So those were all in the longer-term planning. Those expansion plans we are postponing, and unless, of course, the good news arrives and that there is the kind of capital that we're looking for. But for the moment, in order to be sustainable and to cut our, suit according to our class, we postponed those international flights beyond Sao Paulo and Perth. In other words, the Frankfurt, London, and New York will now be postponed for a two-year period unless the necessary capital can be found.
Brilliant, Derek. Thank you for taking us through that one. I'm also keen to find out about the state of the balance sheet right now as we do speak about recapitalization and whether, in your opinion, the balance sheet looks strong enough for investors or even debt funders to look at it favorably.
The balance sheet, Nolatando, is sound. And importantly, although the cushion is not what we'd like it to be, the cash flow is looking good as well. So we ended the financial year March 2023, the financial year ending 23, with a modest profit. It's currently with the Auditor General. And then the financial year ending March 2024, this year, there's an operating profit. It might be a small loss, but the cash flow remains the same. So, you know, it hasn't changed the cash flow. In terms of the balance sheet, we have a formidable property holding, worth about 5.5 billion rand, actually. And we're hoping that we would be able to find loan finance, if we need to go that route, that we'd be able to use this unencumbered property as, you know, as one way of trying to get a loan. But at the, you know, loan providers, banks, and financing institutions will look at one's business plan. We have a solid business plan, and it's a sustainable one. It's, you know, just having the property is obviously not good enough, but it does help when one is trying to get loans from financing institutions.
I must ask you, Derek, if there have also been any maybe key lessons learned from the process with the strategic equity partner moving forward here in terms of how we do, do business with SA in the future. Does anything stand out to you from that process that we'll surely be looking out for in the future?
I suppose there are a lot of lessons to be learned. I think mainly, the government as a whole will have to consider the lessons. I should just say SAA is the only national carrier, if you like. It belongs to South Africa. But the plans that we have going forward don't rely at all on any cash injection or any subsidy from Treasury. I've lost myself. You were asking
about just lessons learned from the initial process. Yes,
lessons learned. Okay. One is the fundamental lesson, which has affected and impacted on all state-owned companies, and that is just don't allow corruption to creep in. And state-owned companies have to be managed meticulously, and corruption cannot be tolerated. So the crisis that SAA went into was the direct result of state capture, and there will be consequences for those that did so much damage to SAA. But so the lesson is, obviously, that is a general lesson. I mean, if you're going to have state-owned companies, manage them well, appoint good people, including good boards, people with integrity and honesty and competence. That's the one lesson, obviously. The other one is that a reflection rather than a lesson is that the business rescue, when SAA went into business rescue in December 2019, it was in a crisis. It came out of business rescue in September 2021, and then there's been growth ever since then. So the big lesson is don't get ahead of yourself. Grow according to your resources and according to what is possible. Do very careful scrutiny and due diligence on any expansion plans, any new routes. The acquisition of new aircraft, all of these have to be very carefully considered. But it is clear that at that time, it was impossible, and this is what we're told, we were at the board at that time, it was quite impossible to get an investor in who would even consider anything less than a majority shareholding. The conditions have changed quite fundamentally. And I think the minister did the right thing in having a re-look at the arrangement with Takatso Holdings, and having a re-look at it and saying, well, actually, there are a number of hurdles that still have to be overcome in order for us to move to this new situation, which probably were underestimated. And therefore they came to an amicable settlement, and so that deal was terminated, and we believe correctly so, because there were all sorts of difficulties which I won't go into now. Finding an investor who is prepared to come in with a less than a majority shareholding is obviously always going to be difficult, but it's not impossible. But as I said, while we do so, and while government is doing so, we will explore other avenues. And we'll grow anyway, with or without. It just means that we won't grow as quickly as we would like to grow.
Got you. Well, Derek, it's been a pleasure hearing from you. And I think certainly you're helping us, understand exactly where we are with SA, which is an important part of us as a country. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thanks, Nolikant.
Wonderful. Go well. That's Derek Anagom, Interim Chairman at SAA.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.